Elola.
Watches over me.
sometimes grow like an eagle to the heights. Above the peaks, my soul can find. An unexpected storm be driving from the height, brings me low, but never brings me down.
Amen.
I know the master of the rain.
I know my blessed Jesus.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the rain. I know the master of the wind.
I know my blessed Jesus.
I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun to shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, do you know him? Hallelujah. Oh, he's the one who says, peace be still. Amen. And the storms, the winds, and the billows got to obey him. Amen. Because he's the master of it. He's the creator. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to him. He's here tonight. Hallelujah. How many believe that? Amen. Because he says, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. Amen. And he will never fail his word. Amen. Do you know one thing? There is only one thing that God can ever do. Do you know that? Amen. He can do everything, but there is one thing he can never do. He cannot fail.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He can't fail. That's the only thing he cannot do. He can do everything. Amen. But one thing he can never do.
Hallelujah.
He can't fail.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
How many believe that?
Amen.
Oh, glory be to his name.
Amen.
Let's bow our heads. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for yet another grace like this, O God. Another Wednesday, Lord. We find ourselves in no other place but in your presence, Lord. We thank you for the day, O God, our going out and our coming in, Lord. We thank you for our working places. We thank you for our homes. We thank you for our husbands, our wives, all our children. Oh, we bless you, Lord Jesus. And above all, Lord, we thank you for yet another privilege that we have to be in your house, O God. Father, we thank you for your word, O Lord Jesus. And tonight, O God, we have come, O Lord, believing that there is something good in store for us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and we have come by way of the Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
The Lord Jesus, we have come for our
Amen.
Minds to be renewed, Lord.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus, we pray that this moment, O God, even as we tend to your word, we know your word is life.
Amen.
The only thing that we need, O God, is the baptism of the
Amen.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
So tonight, Lord, we want to look at your word, O God, and bring this Holy Spirit, O God, over us, Lord, to sweep over your church,
Amen.
O God.
Amen.
Tonight, Lord, we surrender.
Amen.
Our thoughts, our minds, everything that is within us, O God, we lay upon your altar. The Lord, the Holy Spirit of fire will come
Amen.
And consume it, O God.
Amen.
And that fire, Lord, will be rekindled in us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
That is what we ask tonight, Lord. Bless your word, O God, as we look at it. And Lord Jesus, let it be life unto us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We are welcome to the house of the Lord. Tonight we have the topic, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen. You see, Last week, when we were talking about the eagle, we couldn't finish that topic, actually. You see, said when the eagle setteth up his nest, you see, is what? He's trying to get all the stuffs that are not necessary out. And one thing also is that he wants his children to take a flight. So he disintegrates all the nests so that what? They will not adjust themselves always in the nest. Amen. But they have to what? Take flight.
Amen.
Amen. So tonight we are here to renew our minds.
Amen.
Because as the prophet said, revival is not the question of adding more people
Amen.
To the group. It is good. Yes, we are looking for it. It's not a question of learning new things. But the very things that we have already heard,
Amen.
We got to always renew Amen. Our minds. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So let us, as we stand in, let's stand to John 14, and we shall read from the 15th verse to the 18th, to the 19th. John 14, 15 to 19. Let's hear the word of God. And tonight, actually, is Bible studies. But we believe that the Holy Spirit is here because we are going to talk about the Holy Ghost. And we are trusting that the fire will come down and consume everything that is not right in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter,
Amen.
That he may abide with you forever.
Hallelujah.
Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive,
Amen.
Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you,
Amen.
And shall be in you.
Amen.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, and ye shall live also. Amen. Because he lives, we also live. Praise the Lord. Dear Lord, yes. The day that, O God, you rose up from the dead, O Lord. Father, you took along with you, O God, we your children, O Lord, that we will also be resurrected in the same life, O God, and with the same power. Tonight, O Lord, we look at the Holy Ghost. That is all, Father, we are desiring, O God, for you, from you, O Lord. That you sweep over us, O God, tonight, the fire of the living God. The Lord Jesus, we will be on fire. And all our lives, O Lord, we will just do the things that, O God, your name will be glorified, O God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name for your word. Amen and amen. Shall we be seated? Tonight, the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. We have some other scriptures that we would like to read about this topic tonight. And we shall turn to John 14, 26.
Hallelujah.
John 14, 26. It said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things. And bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That he will teach us all things. And bring all things to our remembrance. The things, everything that Jesus has spoken to us. And then let's look at John 16. 12 and 13. John 16:12-13. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you. You see why we need the Holy Spirit. Amen. He said, I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Amen. How be it, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Oh, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit. And then we shall read another thing again about the Holy Ghost. Acts 4. Let's turn to Acts 4. Oh, no. Acts 1. Acts chapter 1. We read from 4 to 8. Acts chapter 1, 4 to 8. And he said, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when therefore they were come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, would thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power. That means the Holy Ghost is power. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. Amen. When the Holy Ghost has come, Amen. To make you what? Witnesses. Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. And that's where we are now. Praise God. And then let's read the last one. Ephesians 4:30. And he said, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Amen. Amen. Precious sister, you are welcome. How are your family? Everybody fine? Thank God you are back. Thank God we were praying for you, that the Lord keeps you and bring you back safely. And we thank God that you are back with us here. Amen. And you've come. The topic tonight is the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Now, from what we have read, we can see from it that he said the Holy Ghost is a comforter, isn't it? And he said he to abide with us forever. Amen. Forever. Amen. The comforter will abides with us forever. And then he said, it is the Spirit of truth. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of truth. And he said, this Spirit of truth, he said, the world cannot receive it. Amen. The world cannot receive this Spirit of truth. Amen. So my brother, my sister, if the world is in you, you can never receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. 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 You can never receive it. Because he said this Spirit of truth, the world cannot receive it. So if the world, the things of this world is in your life, or you desire the things of this, you can never receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he said, the Holy Ghost is what? It's a teacher. Amen. Because he said, he shall teach you all things. Not some things. Amen. Not some. Amen. But all. Amen. 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 The Holy Ghost. Amen. Mm. Amen. It's great. Amen. It's great. Amen. It will teach you all things. And then it will bring all things to your remembrance. Amen. See? Amen. The Holy Ghost will bring things. Even when you are is getting, is being faded, oh, it will bring it to your remembrance again. Amen. It is His work to do that. Amen. That it will bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever the Lord has said unto you.
Amen.
Amen. And then He said, this Spirit of truth, when it comes, it will guide you unto all truths.
Amen.
To never lie.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. To guide you into all truths.
Amen.
Oh, we thank the Lord.
Amen.
Mm. And then He said, it is what? A power. He said, the power, when the Holy Ghost is come, you receive power.
Amen.
And that power will make you what? Witnesses.
Amen.
Unto Him.
Amen.
Your life will be witnessing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
It is not a question of just taking the Bible to go and preach and to go and witness, but your very life will be an epistle.
Amen.
That your neighbors will see your life and they see Christ.
Amen.
You have not even said anything yet.
Amen.
But the life that you are portraying, it becomes an epistle.
Amen.
It becomes judgment.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Epistle read of all men. That's you.
Amen.
Walking. Christ.
Amen.
Life in you.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. I can see my little girl Stacy looking sternly at me. She's putting in everything. Praise God. And then we read again. He said, the Holy Spirit, it will seal you.
Amen.
Unto the day of redemption.
Amen.
It will seal you unto the day of what? Redemption.
Amen.
You'll be sealed. You know something that is sealed. We are coming on that. When it is sealed, no exit, no entrance.
Amen.
Sealed.
Amen.
The world cannot come in and you cannot go to the world.
Amen.
You are sealed. Amen. So now the prophet also concluding, he said, what is the Holy Ghost? The prophet said, it is a promise.
Amen.
A promise to God's church. The Holy Ghost is a promise to God's church.
Amen.
And it is a seal.
Amen.
It is a comforter.
Amen.
It is an advocate.
Amen.
Oh, he said the Holy Ghost is rest.
Amen.
And there is a word, joy.
Amen.
And it is peace.
Amen.
And it is resurrection.
Amen.
And all that of God's promise to His church is within the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. Every promise. He said, all God's promise to His church lies within the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. And so, the Holy Ghost. Now, let's look at our scripture that we read. He said, if ye love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
And I'll pray the Father. If you love me, keep my commandments.
Amen.
So what commandment was he talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Let's look for the commandment he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And let's read something from John 13.
Amen.
John 13, 34 and 35. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. So what commandments is he talking about? John 13, 34. He said, a new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you. That ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Oh my brethren, you want the Holy Ghost? First thing, you have to take his commandment and to love. So the Holy Ghost is what? The Holy Ghost is love. Put it there for me. Yeah, the next one. Oh, let me change it. Oh, it's not changing. Why this thing is not working? They are all there. The Holy Ghost is love. I want, because the topics as it comes, I want it to be there. We look at it. The Holy Ghost is love. Okay. So, he said we must love one another. The Holy Ghost is love. So, my brethren, tonight, let's go and look at what is love. Amen. We have read it. We have read it many times. Many, many times. But as I've said, we need to renew our minds. Amen. We need to renew our spirits. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Because it is what? It is the work of the Holy Spirit to bring you to remembrance. Oh, isn't it? We've read it. That the Holy Ghost will bring you to what? To remembrance. And that is the work he's doing now. Something that we know is what? A revival. It's reviving us once again. And so as we turn to 1 Corinthians 13, 2 and 8, because we want the Holy Ghost. We want the Holy Ghost. Amen. Brethren, let's live by that love. Amen. As we are going to look at it. You have read it before. But let's look at it once again. Amen. Amen. 13 reading from verse 2. 1 Corinthians 13 reading from verse 2. It said, and though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could move mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. Italian says, I capito. Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, if I have what? Gifts of prophecy, understand all mysteries, all knowledge, though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. Take notice of that. Love, very powerful. No matter how I'm, Brother Maxwell standing here, just shouting, bringing in what the word here and there, and if I don't love, I hate someone, brother, I'm nothing. Amen. If I hate anyone, I am nothing. Amen. Take notice. Amen. Take notice. Tonight, if there is any hatred, drop it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Verse 3. He said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give all my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Amen. All the services that you do to brother, it would profit you nothing. It would be in vain. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's take notice of that. See? No, this is some religious extremists. They burn themselves to kill people. And they think that is love. No, there's no love in them. And but they feel that that is rather they are going to sit down with their prophet up there and with 72 virgins. Oh, my. Brethren, we are not looking at that. Verse 4, it said, charity suffereth long. Brethren, you may be taken through some pains, some things that your sister, your brother should not do against you. But yet, it is what they call what? The long suffering. Amen. Amen. It suffereth long. No matter. Praise the Lord. You have strong endurance to endure. Amen. Increase your endurance, brother, my sister. If you are suffering in any way, just what? Stay.
Amen.
Stay still in love.
Amen.
Love that your brother, love that your sister.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Because some of all these things, they are what? Trials that God is what? Trying you.
Amen.
To make you what? Stronger.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
To make you stronger. He said, charity is what? It's kind. Charity will not envy anyone. Envieth not. Love will not vaunt itself. He said, it will not puff up itself. It will not behave itself unseemingly. It will not seek its own. Selfishness. Praise the Lord. To not seek its own. But it seeks others.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, it's not easily provoked. It's not easily provoked.
Amen.
Oh, brother, many times when I read all these things, I had to check myself. I say, hey, last time, just small thing, I got angry. Hey, Lord, forgive me. I will go and ask the Lord to forgive me.
Amen.
To increase what? My endurance. That I will not get provoked.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The provocation will come.
Amen.
We want the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He said, it thinketh no evil. Oh, yes, sir. It thinketh no evil. Brethren, no one will see it, but the one who has what? That eye that sees everything, that can see all your heart, the secrets of your thoughts and the intents of your heart, everything he knows, you cannot hide from him.
Amen.
And he's the one that is what is holding you.
Amen.
So you cannot hide. You hide it from your brother, your sister, but you can never hide it from him. So why do you keep that evil thoughts? He said, it rejoiceth not in iniquity, but it rejoiceth in what? In truth. Amen. God bless you. It beareth all things. It beareth all things. And believeth all things. And hopeth all things. And endureth all things. And he said, charity faileth not. Charity never fails. That's the one thing God can never do.
Amen.
That's the only thing God can never do.
Amen.
He faileth not.
Amen.
Because he's a God of love.
Amen.
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 Then the second part of our reading. He said, even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, and he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you.
Amen.
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 It shall be in you.
Amen.
So in the message book, Stature of a Perfect Man, paragraph 346, the prophet said, now, that is the house. And what house was he talking about? If you read from the top, he was talking about a house. a house that the materials, money cannot buy.
Amen.
The materials where God, the house that God wants to live in. Let me just read what the prophet said first. He said, now, that is the house that God dwells in. Not a building with a big bell on top of it and a high steeple. See? But a body has thou prepared me.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. A body that has thou prepared me. And the materials used in building that house. Can't buy it with money.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And what was it? He said, a house that is built with the foundation of what? Faith.
Amen.
Virtue. Knowledge. Amen. Temperance. Patience. Godliness. Amen. Brotherly kindness. Amen. And charity.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
See, that kind of us, that's, I will dwell in you. The Holy Spirit will come and dwell in you.
Amen.
So you become a living tabernacle.
Amen.
Of the living God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You become a tabernacle of the living God.
Amen.
But that tabernacle, that's what it's saying. It must be built by faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity.
Amen.
God will come and live in. That's the body thou hast prepared me. He said, a body that God can dwell in. A body that God can walk in. God can see in. God can talk in. And God can work in. Then the prophet himself said, amen. He said, now you become what? A living instrumentality of God. God walking in 2 feet in you. Then the prophet said, glory. God walking right in you. Oh my. God bless you. And so that's why the scripture says, the footsteps of a righteous man is ordered of God. Now, your footsteps, everything is what? Is ordered by God. Your thinking is ordered by God. Your desires ordered by God. Your wishes ordered by God. Everything of you ordered by God. Because he's in and walking in you. Oh, praise the Lord. The living tabernacle of the Almighty God. Almighty God coming to live in you. The Almighty God who says, the earth is my footstool. Hmm? Oh, praise God. Then a whole mighty God comes and live in you because you have what? Prepared a house for him to live in. And when he comes in, then he seals you. So the Holy Ghost is what? Is a seal. The Holy Ghost is what? Is a seal. When he comes in, you are sealed.
Amen.
Oh, brethren. We need to be sealed, eh?
Amen.
We need to be sealed. The prophet was saying that you have heard so many people say different things about the seal of God. Is it some of them who say that if you go into a church, and then you have a seal of the church? No, sir. Is that some people also say that keeping a certain day, a Sabbath day, he said, that's the seal of God. When you keep Sabbath, that is the seal of God. No, sir. Some say that if you put on a membership into what? A certain denomination, that seals you into what? Into the kingdom of God. No, sir. What does this? We go back to the scripture. The scripture says what? He said, the Holy Spirit, that's the one that will seal you unto the day of your redemption. So it's not a church. It's not a man. It's not some kind of a day that you observe that will seal you. Oh, praise God. But the scripture is saying that it is the Holy Spirit that will seal you unto the day of what? Redemption. Unto the day that God will come and take you away. It's the Holy Spirit that what? Will seal you. Amen. He said, now, the prophet said, did you notice how long the seal lasts? He said, have you noticed it? How long it lasts? He said, not till the next revival, you see. Take notice of that. Not until what? The next revival. Huh? Sometimes, what he's trying to mean is that you come to church, you hear something, you get inspired. For the next 2 days, 3 days, inspiration what? Finishes. And then you are back to your same life again. That's what he's saying. From revival to another revival. So you finish. And then next Wednesday you come and take some, you are on fire. Today I will not do that it again. I won't do it anymore. 3 days later, you fall again. Oh, my brother, always building what? Always building what? What they call it? Foundation of repentance. Eh? That's what the Bible says. Always you are building foundation of what? Repentance. When would the house be built? Huh? Every day you come, Lord, I repent. Okay, you lay foundation. Before you start, you fall again. Oh, Lord, I repent. All the time building what? The foundation of repentance. When would the house be built? Huh? My sister, when would the house be built? Always repenting. When the Holy Ghost sees you, it is not a question of what? From one revival to another revival. You see, it becomes what? That means when you come to church, you come with a heart, with a what? A heart of what? Either roadside. Huh? Roadside heart. You know the sower. When he went to sow, said some of the seed fell along what? Roadside. Some fell among what? Stones, rocks. Some fell among what? Thorns. That kind of heart you bring. So for a while you rejoice, but some time passed, the birds will come and pick what? The seed away. And that's finished. Or it falls among the thorns. It does what? The thorns choke it. And your revival is finished. Praise the Lord. Brethren. But when you come with a heart of what? You come with a heart of what? A heart that is good ground. Then the seed falls in. And then it germinates. And then it brings forth what? The same seed in many folds. And when those seeds, everything comes out. He said, as many as the fruits that we bear, amen, it glorifies God. Amen. Your life will be glorifying Him. Amen. He said, watch. The sealing of the Holy Ghost is until He comes and takes you. Amen. It is not from one revival to another revival. Amen. Or the next time when you were sick. Last week, last Friday, Pastor was preaching on prayer. He said Jesus was a man of prayer. Amen. Jesus was what? A man of prayer. Amen. He prayed. And if there is someone who shouldn't even pray at all, is what? It's Jesus. He doesn't need to pray. Because he has no what? Infirmities. He has no sin. But he said he's a man of prayer. Amen. Then what about we? Someone who is sinless is praying. Then what about we? What kind of people we ought to be in terms of prayer? Brethren, as the Bible says, we should be praying what? Unceasingly. So this sealing, it is only when you find yourself that you are sick today, then you know, brother will be praying, sister will be praying because he's sick. Or because the child is feeling feverish, that's the day that father and mother will be praying. Take notice. When the child is feverish, before father and mother will be praying. That's not the kind of word, the ceiling he's talking about. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The revival is always. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, until the day of your redemption, that is how long you are sealed. Not until the next time something goes wrong. If things are fine, no prayer. Oh, things are okay. You wake up. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this morning. I bless you, Lord Jesus. I bless you. Then you go to and you just take your shower and off you go. When you come back, I feel tired. Hey, Lord. Then on your bed, looking upstairs, looking on your ceilings. Lord, thank you for the day. Thank you. Thank you. I bless you. I bless you, Lord. My brother, there is something wrong. Amen. There is something seriously wrong. Amen. But when things get so difficult, you see, you will be praying all the night. Brother, that's the way how we got to be. Said we would only pray when he's sick. Or when he's looking for something. Yeah, it's true. When we are looking for job, we'll be praying. Immediately we get a job, it is finished. Then we relax. Relax! The prophet said that caused what? The fall of the church right from the beginning. Amen. Ephesus said they relaxed. The church of Ephesus. After they have started with what? The power of the Holy Ghost. Moving with what? We will be fire. When John and Peter can see a man as they look upon us. Amen. Silver and gold we have none. Amen. But as much as we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. Amen. And he walks. The church started what? With power. Amen. Amen. God fulfilling his word, his work among the people. That's how the church started. Real fire. But one thing that binded them together is what? Love. Don't forget that one. Love. Said they were what? With one accord. My brethren, we got to be one accord. If we get into that place, oh yes, things will happen in this house. Amen. Amen. They relaxed. So the prophet said, Ephesus means relax. They relaxed, and then we know how the church went through. So it reached a point where it remained just about a very small light. Amen. But we thank God, the light has come back again. That same power, that same authority, that same seed that was planted in the day of Pentecost. It has gone through what? It has gone through the shock and everything, and now it has come back again. Amen. And we see the seed once again. Amen. Praise the Lord. And that is the bride of our, of this day. Brethren, we are not a small people. Oh. We are not small people. Amen. Prophets of old had wanted to see this our day. Amen. Amen. They had wanted to see this our day. Then you and I, God chose us to what? To see this day. Brethren, much will be required from us. Much will be required from us. And as the scripture says, he said, we are surrounded by what? Great testimony. Very great. They were holding great, great testimonies. Praise the Lord. Great testimonies. When they were ready even to what? To die. They will never what? Denounce their faith. Today, let's see if it comes. How many of us will be ready to say, I die for Christ? Brethren, we are surrounded by great testimonies. And much is required from us. Until the day that you are redeemed up to be with God. That's how long the Holy Spirit seals you. Not from revival to revival, but from eternity to eternity. Amen. You are sealed by the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Holy Ghost is a seal. Amen. He said, what is a seal? A seal is what? A finished work. God has done everything, finished work on you. Amen. And so now, you see, the curtains have drawn behind you. Separated from the world. The devil can never reach you. And you have no desire to go out there. Amen. You become like one of Joshua or Caleb. Who were not ready to go back to Egypt. Amen. Because they've seen the promised land. They've gone there. They've seen what? The fruits. They've seen that it's true. The word of God was very true. That it was a land that was flowing with what? Milk and honey. They brought what? Evidence from the land. They weren't going back to Egypt. They said, no, we can. Though we look like grasshoppers, but we can what? We can defeat them. Oh, brethren, that kind of spirit. You are a finished product. No entrance, no exit. The world can never enter into you. As always, we say that if the devil even wants you, he has to pass through justification, sanctification, and then get the baptism of the Holy Ghost before he can come to you. And when he has gotten the Holy Ghost, he'll say, ah, brother, God bless you. See, the devil can never even attack you. Amen. Right before he gets to you, he says, brother. Amen. Very good brother. Who love you. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. When you are sealed, the devil can never touch you. Amen. Praise God. He said, you are finished with the world. He said, you finished with the world. See? You are sealed from all things of the world. To be a product that God has put a seal and approved on it. That's how we are. Amen. Brethren, let's look at something here. When the prophet speaks, he speaks some kind of singing words also here. He said, that's what the matter is. We don't get sealed so much. Brethren, let's look at this also. He said, we don't get sealed so much. We are too loose about things. When the inspector goes through to inspect your life to see if you are not just a little loose about things, you see. A little loose about your prayer life. Watch that one. Your prayer life, maybe you are loose there. Put fire now. He said, maybe you are loose about your temper. The building. You are loose about your temper. My brother, watch that. He said, maybe you are loose about that tongue. That talk about others. My brother, that's another thing. That tongue here. What does the Bible say? Look, he said, every kinds of beast and every kinds of what? Bird. And every kind of what? Animals that are in the sea. Everything mankind has able to what? To tame it. Mankind has been able to tame it. But this tongue. Let's read it. James. Let's read it from James. It's a very small but very dangerous. James 3. Let's turn to James 3. Let's read from verse 5. He said, even so, The tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. See? Little member, but boasting. Hey! Oh, you know, oh, yeah, do you know me? You know, I know. See? It can boast! The scripture is saying it, not me saying it. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Any great matter is what? A little fire that kindles it. All this world war, one, world war two, everything that destroy, it was that caused it. Amen. My brother, that small one here, he said you can, well, let's read on. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members that it defileth the whole body. You see? And setteth on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. That's his place. That's his eventual place. Yeah. If he sets fire, he will die by that same fire. Verse 7 said, for every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison. You see it? Hey! Small inside here. It can cause a lot of problems. Amen. So, but the Holy Ghost tames it. Amen. Amen. The Holy Ghost tames it. Man cannot tame, but the Holy Ghost tames the tongue. Oh, praise God. Because when you open your mouth, when you speak, he said his word, it's always oracles. Amen. Amen. Words that are seasoned with salt. That's what comes when the Holy Ghost has tamed it, when the Holy Ghost has taken over. It is what? The word that comes is what? It's seasoned with salt. You understand it? Amen. Go and buy meat and don't put any salt. You see whether it will taste. It don't taste. But put salt. Put those things. You see that it's very what? That's how Holy Ghost when he speaks. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So it's the Holy Ghost that can tame the tongue. So that's why we need the Holy Ghost, brethren. So that when you open your mouth, it is from here. God bless you. And definitely you know that it's from here. It is not from here. It is from your heart. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So he said, let's watch that. He said, he will never seal that car. He will never seal that car. That those dirty habits and some vile things and some vulgarity mind, he will not seal it. Amen. So the Holy Ghost is a seal, brethren. Now, we come to grieve not. It's also the same seal. That's the main topic. Let's turn to Ephesians, where we get this Ephesians. And let's read something from... Yeah, let's read that whole this thing. It's still about what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. About the seal. So let us read from Ephesians 4:21. I told you today is Bible studies, eh? So write down, you'll be writing there, or if you can keep those texts. Ephesians 4:21. How many love the Bible studies today? Amen. Amen. He said, if so, be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus. The Holy Spirit will do what? It will teach you all things. The Holy Ghost will teach you all things. And so be as you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, the Spirit of truth. That ye put off. So first, put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to what? The deceitful of what? Lust. Put off that old man. When was that old man put off? Let's turn to Romans. We are doing Bible studies. Let's turn to Romans. When it was put off. Romans 6. Is it that? Okay. Romans 6. Let's read from verse 3. But you know already verse 1 and 2. That if grace abound. Okay. Let's start from verse 3. That know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. So we are going to see where the old man is what? Is completely killed. Amen. So therefore, verse 4 again. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness, we shall so be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man, you see it here? Our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. So that's where the old man died. When you baptized, when you get into baptism, as now my little ones that are coming up, time, those who have not yet baptized, take notice of this. The old time conversation of the old man. Finished. Amen. So let's come back to Ephesians 4:22. So he said, put off concerning the former conversation of the old man, which is corrupt according to what? Deceitful lust. Verse 23. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Verse 24. And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Put on a new man. That is the righteousness of God and true holiness. Verse 25. Wherefore, putting away lying. My little ones, right from now, no lying. Always speak the truth. Amen. Putting away lying. Speak every man truth with his neighbor. Speak truth with your neighbor. For we are members of one another. Amen. And then he said, be angry. As yes, for angry you can be angry. But what? And sin not. When you are angry, sin not. And how is your anger become sin? Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. If you are you are angry, fine. But not until to the next day you wake up, still you are angry about that your brother again. That makes it sin. Sister, you got angry with your brother. What he did was not right. Okay. When you go home, what's the next thing to do? Say, Lord, forgive me. I got angry today. And forgive my brother also, Lord. I love my brother. From my heart, Lord Jesus, I pray. Just help me, O God. Take all those things off. I don't want this thing to be upon me. Just let feel back, O Lord. Let the Holy Spirit come back, O God. And amen. But you wake up the following morning, still the anger is, even it has increased. When it comes like that, the devil puts more fire in it. When you wake up in the morning and the anger is still there, the devil puts more fire to be more angry with your brother. Brethren, he said what? Let's see note. Verse 27. Neither give place to the devil. We are talking about the Holy Ghost. Never give place to what? To the devil. As he said, if you are driving and the devil, you see him really wretched, he needs a lift. If you like, just kick him more off the road. Praise the Lord. Amen. Don't give the devil a lift. You understand? When you see evil, don't stand there and watch it. If my little ladies that are coming up, he said there are a lot of serpents over there, out there, with what? Sleek lips. They can say very sweet things. Don't look at their face. Amen. Some of them have a hypnotizing what? Eyes. When you look at their eyes, they hypnotize you. Praise the Lord. Take your eyes away from them and go straight home. Amen. Verse 28. Let him that stole steal no more. If you steal, don't steal anymore. Amen. But rather, let him labor, working with his hands and things which is good, that he may have to give to him that is needed. Amen. Brethren, let us what? Use our gifts. Whatever God has given to us, let's use them for the benefit of other people. Amen. Not for only yourself, but for other people. Praise God. Anything, any little thing that you can do in support of your brother, do it. The Lord will bless you. Amen. It's true. Do it. It's the gift that God has given to you. And if you need to sacrifice it for what? For your brother. Because he said, greater love has no man than this, that you lay down your life for your brother, for your sister. Amen. That's greater love. Praise the Lord. Verse 29. He said, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. Corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. See? Things that you say, let it be what? Good. That will minister grace unto others. Praise the Lord. Evil communication, brethren, the Holy Ghost, if you are sealed, it will not allow you. Amen. So let's watch that closely, brethren, so that anything that we say to be with edification, it will edify someone, it will be a grace to someone. Amen. Praise the Lord. The little that even you say, you don't have anything at all, but what you say to a brother, you tell to a sister, is what? It lifts up the spirit. That alone is greater than what? Silver and gold. Amen. God bless you. Amen. He said, grieve. Now he comes to the main reason. He said, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. And so all these things that we have read, If it comes into your life, you are grieving what? The Holy Ghost. You grieve the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost is grieved, the prophet said, it takes flight. It takes flight. Let us not grieve the Holy Ghost. With all these things, he said, put off, be renewed, put away, sin not, neither give a place, still no more, no corruption, no communication, corrupt communication. And then now let's come to verse 31. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Amen. Amen. We want the Holy Ghost. Amen. We want the Holy Ghost. And we need to take all these things. Today is a what? We are reviving ourselves. Amen. All these things we know, but we need for a remembrance. Peter said, I will not fail to put you to what? To remembrance. Though you know them, but I'm putting you to what? To remembrance. Paul also wrote the same to Timothy. I'm putting you to what? Remembrance. And he said, the Holy Ghost will do what? It will always bring us to what? Remembrance. So we need this kind of word, remembrance all the time, so that we always stay in line. Amen. Then the last one, verse 32. He said, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now, we are just cutting. Let's see the next lesson. What the Holy Ghost was given for. The purpose. What was the Holy Ghost given for? The prophet said, now the purpose. He said, what was God's purpose in sending the Holy Spirit? He said, that God himself might dwell in his church. Don't forget this. The purpose of the Holy Ghost is for what? God to dwell in his church. And continue the plan of what? Redemption. Amen. Through the church. Amen. Amen. So the purpose of it. That he will continue to do his work in his church. Christ still here. The word still what? It's still Christ. Praise the Lord. Brethren, the only at every age we know that it has its own message. Brethren, no message can change anyone in this world than this very message that we have. No other message, because it's God's word. God's is the dispensation of what? His messages to every age. Amen. The dispensation of his word. Given to every age. As long as Noah's word, message could not fit into Moses' own. But that day, everyone who listened to Noah was saved. Anyone who was on the side of Moses was saved. Praise the Lord. And in this our day also, we have our message. Anyone who will stand for what? Our message, Malachi 4. That the message that has been brought to us, that's the only word salvation is. That's our Holy Ghost, the word of our age. Amen. That's where God said, I've placed my name. In every age, he has a where he places his name. And that is that where I have placed my name, there I will meet with the worshippers. Where his name is not, they are worshipping in vain. Thank God, brethren, we have found where he has placed his name in this age. The message of the hour that can turn our hearts back onto what? Onto the apostolic fathers. That's the age we are living in. He said, God was in Christ, continuing his plan through Christ, then out of Christ into the church, continuing his work through what? Through the church. So that's why he said, all that was in God, he poured onto Christ. Amen. And all that was in Christ, he poured into what? Into the church. So all of God is what? It's in the church. And it is what? It is the Holy Ghost. Brethren, he said, the purpose is to continue on his work. Listen to this place. To continue on what? His work in the church. Not any other work. Not any other revelation. Any other Christ. As now we are seeing. Everybody says he's not the Christ. He's the eighth messenger. He's this. He's that. My brother, be not deceived. And the elect will never be deceived. Praise be to God. The elect will never be deceived. Amen. Thank God that you see, ask yourself sometimes why some people have been deceived and to follow this kind of what? False revelation, false Christ, following them with all their heart, burning Bible. Oh my! Something that you would never ever do. Even you what? You lay down your life for it. Then somebody easily, just truly, grace is finished. There's no need of Bible. Then you burn your Bible. Brethren, you have to turn, give grace, glory to God. Be grateful to God that he has what? Taken you out from this. That your mind has been renewed in the Spirit of God. That you never have that kind of what? That belief. Brethren, all these things, you see, these small, little things as you see around, brethren, it must tell you something that God loves you. Amen. And we must also show out our love unto him. Praise the Lord. He really loves us. He really loves us, brethren, because it's just it's just pity that people can be so much removed from their faith this way. You see. But he said, it will happen. Amen. It will happen. He said, Satan now also has what? Has ministers. And they have become what? Like angels of light. And they can do all types of wonders and everything. If it were possible to deceive the elect, but the elect would never be deceived. One thing I know is that, well, most of the time, they bring word that is what? Close to it. You see, very close to it. Just like the way how the serpent deceived Eve. You see, about 90%, 99%, he repeated God's word and added only one. But now it's completely opposite. All true. Brother, and still people are being deceived. Praise be to God. He said, his work, not any other work. Not any other person. But his work. Not another work. That's why he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. See? If you believe in him, the works that he does, you will also do. The work that he did, that is what you will also do. You will never do any other work. It's only because you don't believe. Amen. And no one can say Christ is God or by what? Just by the Holy Ghost. That's why we need the Holy Ghost. See. Brethren, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also. He will never do any other work, but he will do my work. What I have said, that's what he will say. He will follow. So even our song, that is what we are going to sing today, this night, where he lives, I will follow. Amen. He said, not another work, but God wants to bring the Holy Ghost in you to continue the same work that he was doing in Christ. See? The purpose of the Holy Ghost. He brings it to you that you will do the same work that was what Christ was doing. That's what Christ says. What he says, that's what I do. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing except he sees the Father doing it first. What the Father does, he shows the Son. The Father dwelleth in me, and he doeth the work. Praise God. God working in you to do his good will. How we ought to thank God for that. That's what the prophet is saying. He said, God, the Holy Spirit, is sent for the purpose of God living in his church, moving through each age, and working out his divine will. Amen. He came to his own, and his own never received him. But as many that received him, to them he gave power to become what? The sons of God. As many that believed in him, to them he gave power. He came to his own refused him. But as many that would believe on him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. And that's where we are now. Let's stand as the musicians come. Where he lives, I will follow. We thank the Lord for the Bible studies for this day. Praise the Lord. Where he lives, me I will follow. Where he lives, me I will follow. Let's leave it for the... Is it okay? I will be with him all the way. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. He will hear. I will follow. Where he lives, I will follow. Where he lives, I will follow. I'll go with him. glory. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Wherever you lead us, Lord, we have no other way, Lord. That one way, Lord, that path of righteousness, that's where, oh Lord Jesus, we will always follow. Because you are the light. You are the light. Oh yes, Lord Jesus. Lead us, Lord. Lead us. You are the shepherd. You are the light. You are our God. You are our Savior. You are the way, the truth, and the life. Oh yes, Lord. Here we are tonight, Lord Jesus. We've heard of God, the things that grieve the Holy Ghost. Father, tonight, we thank you for renewing our minds. The Lord, we will not go back on God to do things that will grieve the Holy Ghost. Lord, our revival will not be from one revival to another. Our inspiration, our prayers, will not be because we are in need. But that, Lord Jesus, we will get ourselves into desperation. We will be desperate every hour, every minute, every second, that we would throw ourselves, Lord, into prayer. Always, always, always. So, Lord, you are the light. You are the way. We are following you because you are a man of prayer. Father, we never want to grieve the Holy Ghost. Help us, Lord Jesus, to always, Lord, walk before you, O God, in the land of the living. We want always to walk before you, O God, in the land of living. Oh, bless your name, Lord Jesus. Where you lead us, O God. You have shown us the way. You said you will not leave us comfortless. You will come and live in us. To continue your work of redemption in your church. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Bless you, Lord. Give you the glory. Oh. Oh, the way, oh, where he leads me, I will follow. Thank you, Lord, where you lead, where you lead, where you lead, we will always follow, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, lead the way. Oh, thank you, Lord. Him all the way. Brethren, tonight the Lord has spoken to all of us. He said we should not grieve the Holy Ghost. And he has given us the way because he is the way. He has shown us. He has renewed our minds once again. He has brought us to remembrance again. The things that we do that grieves the Holy Ghost. That tonight, as you stand before him, there were many things that the Holy Spirit pointed out. If there is anyone that has fallen short, he's faithful. When you tell him from your heart, the Lord, I failed in this way, forgive me. I never want to grieve the Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord, from today, not to be building foundation of repentance all the time, but for once, Lord, let me finish with what? Amen. With all this repentance, and begin to build upon the foundation, Lord. So, Father, help me. Just confess to him any of the things that you know that you have fallen short with. Just say, Lord, I surrender tonight. I surrender tonight. I surrender. Many things the Holy Ghost has spoken. That grieves the Holy Ghost. Just say, Lord, from my heart, I failed in this way. Thank you for remembering me. Thank you for bringing me to remembrance. Help me to overcome, Lord. Help me to overcome. He's here. He's here, brethren. This is a true saying. If you have come here with the purpose of meeting him, that is the message he's given to you. Then why not just surrender to him? Why not just say, Lord, help me. You never came here to see any brother or any sister. You came purposely. The purpose of your coming here is to meet him. Lord, is it anger? Just remember, he is faithful. Tonight, he has his own hands spread before you. Is it conversations of the old man? Is it lying? Have you been giving place to the devil in your life? Communications that are not of the Spirit. Say, Lord, grant me. Tame my tongue, Lord. Holy Spirit. Tame my tongue, Lord. Tame it. Let my language change from this hour. Tame it, Lord. Let every utterance from me, O God, be controlled by the Holy Ghost.
words that will edify, that will give grace. And above all, Lord, let love now take over. Because your grace has been brought to us. Your grace has been projected towards us. So now, Lord, let your love take over. Let your love take over. Loving one another. Your commandment, Lord, tonight. We turn to your commandment, Lord, to love one another. So that you pray the Father, that you grant us the Comforter, that will live with us forever and ever. Sealed. Every loose ends, Lord, seal them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you, in Jesus' name.
He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the day. Both of life seems trouble seen whenever there's a wind in my sail. I've a friend who watches over me when the breeze turns cool. Oh, I know. I know the master of the way. Brother Wilmore, come and give us a word of prayers. Oh, the maker of the way. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the rain. Soul, I lead to the heart
above the peaks, my
soul. Can be found.
An unexpected storm may drive me from the heights, bring me low, but never brings me down. I know the master of the way.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I know the maker of the rain.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He can calm the storms and make the sun shine again. I know.
Let's see the chorus once again. Let's see the chorus once again.
I know the master of the rain.
I know the maker of the rain.
Peace be still.
He can calm the storms.
That's him.
And make
that's
the
him.
Sun
that's him.
Shine again. I know the master of the rain.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for your word, which has come at such a time where we would be needing it, Lord.
Amen.
Father, indeed, you cannot fail.
Yes.
Lord, you said where two or three would gather, there you would be in their midst, Lord.
Amen.
Your grace to us is so big, Lord, we can never describe it. Father, even when we have failed you 1,000 times,
yes,
you still come to explain these things out of your word.
Amen.
To show us thy standard.
Amen.
And today, Father, you have come and you have walked us through the sand.
Amen.
Where we have hidden our Egyptians.
Yes.
Thinking we may get away with it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
But Father, you are determined that we would not fail as well.
Amen.
And you have walked us through the places, Lord, where we need to check on ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
Father, where we need to check the house that we are building.
Amen.
Whether it is fit for thy spirit to dwell in.
Oh, yes,
and Father,
Lord,
you have revealed the many places where we have failed.
Amen.
And I'm so glad tonight, Lord, that Father, revealing it this way, it's your grace that you are extending.
Amen.
Once again unto us.
Amen.
For you are determined that we would make it anyhow.
Oh, yes,
no matter,
Lord,
oh God, what the devil may throw.
Yes.
Father, you are willing, Lord, that we would make it.
Amen.
And you have come to show us our shortcomings.
Amen.
Lord,
amen, Lord,
our failings, Lord, and they have come to encourage us, Lord,
yes, Lord,
in the things that we should strengthen within ourselves.
Amen.
Father, we give you glory, Lord, tonight, and we love you, Father,
yes,
for
Lord,
you are a Father that corrects the children.
Amen.
When they fail. Lord, this is true evidence that we are not bastard children,
yes,
but that we are true,
yes,
sons and,
yes,
daughters,
yes, Lord.
Lord.
Yes,
so
Lord,
we thank you, Father.
Amen.
And we pray that you be merciful to each,
yes,
and every
Lord,
one of us tonight, that as we have heard this word, oh God, let us not be hearers only,
oh, yes,
but we
Lord,
be doers of this word.
Amen.
Let it take into ourselves, Lord, until it has become flesh.
Amen.
Lord, that our lives may be a true manifestation,
yes,
of thy
Lord,
word. Oh God, I pray for our brother. You bless him,
yes,
and continue
Lord,
to use him, Lord. I pray for
Amen,
the saints that were not here tonight.
Amen.
Father, may you be with them also.
Yes,
Lord, remembering those that are sick tonight,
yes,
I commit
Lord,
them to you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, for by your stripes we are healed.
Amen.
And they are healed tonight.
Amen.
Father, we pray for if there be any need among your children, even as we have heard of our sister looking to a job interview, I pray,
yes,
oh God, that you would
Jesus
go
Christ
before her, that your angel would prepare
Amen,
the blessing, and that you would anoint her with thy mighty spirit,
Amen,
Lord, that when she opens her mouth to speak, it would be you speaking, Father.
Amen.
Let it be, oh God, that would hear a testimony of the mighty things you would have
Amen,
done. If there be any in our midst, Lord, even looking for a job or anything, Father, that they desire, Lord, you say to ask and it will be given.
Amen.
And we ask tonight, Lord, that you would grant your children their desires, Lord. May you be with us as we leave this place. Lord, how we love this place, Lord.
Amen.
And the time is soon coming upon us, Lord,
yes,
where we would leave it for the last time. Lord, we do not know where we would go, but we are glad, for you are the master of the wind.
Oh,
we are glad, Lord, for we know tonight there's a room somewhere for
Amen,
us, and that you will open it, Father.
Amen.
May you grant it, Lord, Father, and we'll be careful to come and give you all honor and glory once
yes,
again.
Lord.
Be with us, Father. Lord, we commit the remainder of the week into your hands.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, Father, that you would walk with us, that our lives, oh God, may reflect the word that was preached
Amen,
today. Lord, not only seeking you when the trouble comes,
mm,
but Lord, to seek you diligently day
Amen,
and night until we find you, Lord. Be with us, Father, as we commit ourselves to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Let us not forget, Pastor asked for us to remember him in prayer. So let's bow down our heads and remember Pastor in prayer. And the family, dear Heavenly Father, we commit our pastor, Lord, into your hands, O God. Oh, he was supposed to be here this night, but Lord, you know why, O God. We commit into your hands, Lord Jesus, that, Father, you bless him and his family, Lord. The little one, O God, even as he was dedicated last Sunday, O Lord, Father, we pray that, O God, your spirit, Lord, will continue, Lord, to overshadow their home, O Lord, that their house will continue to be a place where, O God, oh, you love to live, O God. It will be a home of Lazarus, Lord, where you always love to stay, O God. Father, bless him and the ministry, Lord Jesus. Bless the church, O God. And, Father, we thank you for bringing our precious sister, and achieve a bag safely, O God. We thank you, Lord. We know there are testimonies that, O God, are coming to glorify your name. Father, once again, we say thank you. Let the Holy Ghost now sweep over us, O God. Sweep over your church, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to bless you.